To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Pozdravljeni. Za začetek v Črni luknji predstavitev zagrebskega sejma knjig, 8. po vrsti, njegova najava in pa nekaj programa, kaj se bo tam dogajalo, nato pa sledi predstavitev dogodka M31, Evropskega dneva antikapitalistične akcije, na začetku o mednarodnem kontekstu, nato pa kaj se bo dogajalo na lokalni ravni.
Napovedujemo revolucijo!
Zdravo, Goc.
Ej, živjo.
Mi za začetek poveš, kaj se bo dogajalo na tokrašnjemu anarhističnemu sejmu v Zagrebu.
Ja, kar veliko tega se bo dogajalo. V bistvu program je približno enako, kot je bil na vseh prejšnjih 7 sejmih. Letos pa so nekoliko razširili zadeve bolj na umetniško stran. In recimo poleg nekaterih filmov in pogovorov bodo ponudili tudi razstave, plesne predstave in celo gledališki program za otroke. Drugač pa je, bi rekel, standardni program. Ne? Petek, takoj po odprtju sejma, ki bo v tisti isti galeriji Nova, v sredi mesta, torej, potem, ko bodo postavili stojnice za knjige tam nekje okrog 3. ure, se bo začel tudi spremljevalni program in bodo najprej začeli z enim pogovorom o specizmu in na to, kar je bilo tudi nekaj podobnega lani. Meni pa se bolj zdi zanimiv, to je čisto objektivno, ne, da bo pogovor o zgodovini anarhizma v regiji, o vrednotenju anarhizma v zgodovini in recimo še ena izmed pod tem bo to, zakaj anarhizem na naših prostorih nikoli ni postal množično gibanje. In kar bo zanimivo, bodo izvlekli iz pozabe zgodovine dve osebi, ki sta, bi rekel, pozabljena atentatorja. To je Jelena Ilka Marković iz Srbije, ki je poskusila atentat na srpskega kralja konec 19. stoletja in Luka Jukić iz Hrvaške, ki je v začetku 20. stoletja tudi poskusil atentat na vodilne ljudi takrat na Hrvaškem, ki so bili ispred Avstro-Ogrske monarhije. Potem bi rekel še ta drug dan, bo tudi veliko zanimivih zadev. Tista, ker bo mene spet zanimala, bo tist pogovor o, bi rekel, pozitivnih in negativnih vplivih sodobnih informacijskih in tehnologijskih in komunikacijskih tehnologij na dejavnosti družbenih gibanj, torej kako vplivajo. Z ene strani pomagajo, z druge strani pa tudi krepijo nadzor nad družbenimi gibanji. Soboto bo še tudi razprava o posledicah jedrske nesreče v japonski Fukushimi in v bistvu je kar nekaj programov, ki so bili lani tudi na Antifa dogodku v Zrenjaninu v Srbiji.
Slišal sem, da se tudi na Hrvaškem mobilizira okoli M31. Veš morda tudi kaj o tem, gledam to, da bo oddaja naprej govorila o temu dogodku?
Kar se tega tiče, ja, Zanimivo, da bo v bistvu v soboto Sejan gre ven, gre v park Zrinjevac. Tam bo tudi tista gledališka predstava za otroke, ker sem rekel, da bo nekaj novega v programu, ampak ob 13. uri naj bi se začel tudi protest glede Evropskega dneva akcije proti kapitalizmu. Kolikor mi je znano, ni neposredno povezano s sejmom. Protesti bodo že jutri bo ena razprava, en pogovor na Filozofski fakulteti v Zagrebu, na katerem bodo govorili o krizi kapitalizma in kapitalizmu kot krizi. Med drugim bo, koliko mi je znano, Mateja prišla iz Federacije za anarhistično organiziranje in razkomočnik Filozofske fakultete v Ljubljani. Drugač pa bo recimo tudi jutri na tem pogovoru Šimleša Dražen, potem še nekaj novinarjev, predstavnikov, delavcev in podobno.
Ej, v redu, Goc. Najlepša hvala za tole.
Ni za kaj. Se vidimo v soboto, ne?
I would ask you just some basic information about the M31 network and the initiative. What was the idea behind this initiative and what is the purpose of the initiatives, and maybe from where did the initiative came, from which groups or from which background?
Yeah, there was last year in June, there was a conference of the internal ministers in Frankfurt, so there are every 6 months in Germany, and there were protests against it. And after the protests, the groups in Frankfurt thought about another protest, especially with the situation in Krieg. So the first discussions were about a demonstration in solidarity with the Krieg people or the Krieg movement. Then there were discussions with people from Krieg, and so they decide that's not an effective idea, only in solidarity demonstration. So they want to have a bigger event on that. So, and then there were some discussions between some groups of different countries. And also at the end of last year, there was an international meeting in Frankfurt with groups from Germany, Austria, Poland, Spain, I think, yeah. And on this meeting, they decide to call for an International Day of Action Against Capitalism on March 31st. And the main thoughts about this Day of Action was that it should be not only an event. On the one hand, for sure, there's the Action Day and some kind of actions around the countries, but the more important idea of this network is that to create an effective network of radical emancipatory groups, federations, people around Europe to continue the struggle after March 31st. So after this international meeting, they make the call for this action date and also invited a lot of groups from different countries. And yeah, there was a really good reaction from other countries, so it grows very fast. And yeah, at the moment there are groups from many countries, so from Portugal to Spain, Italy, Poland, also here in Slovenia, Ukraine, and also Germany, Austria. And especially in Germany, there was also a positive reaction of the different German movement. Yeah, it's in Germany is a big alliance of anarchist groups, of anarcho-syndicalist groups and unions, of libertarian communist groups.
Around which issues or topic you are mobilizing in Germany? I know that the call was mainly to create alliance to fight the capitalist reaction to the crisis. What are the topics, issues that are raised in Germany on the mobilization for M31?
Mainly the mobilization based on solidarity with Greek people.
Then one important part also for the actions on the day itself is that in Frankfurt is the European Central Bank. At the moment they have already a building there, but they are constructing a new very big palace of the European Central Bank. That's one point. So to criticize the European Central Bank not as a bank itself, because the European Central Bank isn't a bank, it's a political actor, especially at Greece at the moment. But there are also the idea not to act only on this abstract level. So there are other theoretical points. For example, construction site of the new building of the European Central Bank will be in the east of Frankfurt, and which is a very traditional working class area, so with less social standards, and also the people are not that rich as in other parts of the city. Now with the building of this central bank in this area, there will be a lot of gentrification. At the moment in Frankfurt, they had a lot of problems with it, also with this bank, but there are, for example, the whole university is moving from one place to another, and yeah, there's a big problem of gentrification. and that will be one point. Was also the idea that you that we have call for the whole action day, but that groups or federations can be involved with their own topics, because it's a day against capitalism, and capitalism has many faces. For example, in Poland, there will be also the focus on gentrification, because that's a big problem there at the moment. In Spain, there will be a general strike because of social cuts. It's the idea that it will be tried to connect on struggles that already exist, and not to only criticize capitalism in general.
First question is, what are the plans in Germany for the M31st? And maybe what you know about other countries, if you know of some. You mentioned the Polish and the Spanish ones, if you know in other countries people are preparing for the March 31st.
In Frankfurt, there will be a huge manifestation, and some autonomous groups are calling out to occupy the building site of the European Central Bank. It's just symbolic, because you can't occupy this building site, but you can show that it's in our hands, not in theirs. And the reason is that will cost a lot of money for the European Central Bank, because they're working 24 hours a day, because they're really late. And if we will come there, they had to stop. And so that's a nice idea.
And there will be also direct actions around these demonstrations. That's the main action in Germany. But before the action day, there are lots of events, of discussions in the cities who are mobilizing there. For one hand, sure, to mobilize and inform about M31, but also to take some theoretical parts in the cities. So. And like I said before, for example, in Poland, there will be a big demonstration in Warsaw. I know that there will be a demonstration in the Netherlands, in Utrecht. In Spain, there are some unions and groups are mobilizing for general strike. And in other countries, we will see there will some decentralized actions or symbolic actions, because a lot of groups joined the network very late. But like I said, it's the main idea is to create a network, and also groups were joining late and are not able to organize big actions, but they are in the network, and so on. We will see what happened after this date. The idea of this network, of this action days, has created great reactions in all or in different parts of an emancipatory movement. So there are a lot of groups who are working together on this action day, which was before in conflict or doesn't want to work together. So also this point is, I think, great success for the M31 network. And yeah, we are looking forward what will happen.
And after you mentioned already a few times, and also for us in Slovenia, I think this is one of the important things, is that the M31, it's not just one event, big protest that will end in one day. So you mentioned already the idea behind the network. Can you say maybe few more words about the perspectives of the network, and maybe if you have some concrete informations about the plans, maybe for some international meetings or whatever after the M31.
In summer this year, there will be an international meeting to talk about M31. And every group sees this as an enormous chance to create an international network against capitalism. And we will see.
Yeah, and there were also discussions, and for example, there were thoughts about to connect the different struggles in the different countries in a better way, because at the moment it's difficult because the crisis, also the capitalist crisis, is or takes different ways in different countries. But there were ideas, for example, in Crete, in Thessaloniki, there is at the moment a big problem with privatization of the water, of the water system. But the company who wants to privatize it is also the same company who privatized the water in Berlin. So, for example, that could be a proposal to that we support the struggle in Greece in that way that we are attacking this company here. So I think we will see after the action day, there will be a lot of discussions, but also the fact that you have a network of groups from different parts of the radical left movement, which wasn't working together before, it's a chance for the future.
And in my opinion, the most important reason for this alliance is to show that this is not a crisis in capitalism, so that the crisis is capitalism. Yeah, the least goal is to smash down capitalism. So,
and also for sure to show that our movement is an international movement without borders, without countries, and that it doesn't work to fight against the bad symptoms of capitalism in the own country. So to show the solidarity across borders and across the whole world.
Šta da kažem djeci, šta su radili nam preci, što smo robovi dugova, šta su bombe i meci, šta su pljačke i kamate, kako živiš kad se otima, nedužnim sirotima upravljaju životima. Ne vladamo mi, nego šaka manipulatora, po pravilu snagatora, zakoni provokatora, daljinski upravljači političkih diktatora, zbog izrečenog vidim se u optici atentatora, kontrira masonima, pogotovo bankarima, kako bi pružio otpor zatvorskim čuvarima, jer uskoro slijedi noćna mora svim sanjarima, zato što to dopuštaš jebenim poglavarima. Očarano si zaokupljen materijalnim stvarima, porez uvijek plaćaš hladnokrvnim kamatarima. Na svaki problem poduzeta je mjera, projektili svakog smjera, gori atmosfera. Ne pomaže vjera, veliki malo konzumira, ubije prstom, satelitom ga dezumira. To je terorizam u režiji sabotera, koji vode brigu da je loša atmosfera. Probudi se, jer ucijenjuju nas strahom, radijacijom i lošim zdravljem, zagađenim zrakom, plaše nas mrakom, razorenim brakom, djecu nam ubijaju žutim i bijelim prahom. Probudi se, oni su optočeni zlatom, politika i vjera u savezu sa NATO-om. Jadni smo svakim burzovnim krahom, dok sa vrha piramide bombardiraju nas ratom. Vrijeme je za buđenje, dosta smo bili slijepi, oni samo vole kad smo dobri, vrijedni i lijepi. Mišićava potrošna radnička klasa, demokracija je sranje, u stvari nemaš pravo glasa. Popušili smo, postali smo pogani, u ime Boga ubijamo, sotoni smo odani. Toga niste svjesni, a to žele oni bijesni, da ne saznate istinu mimo službenih vijesti. Kako baca se hrana, drugi nemaju za jesti, sutra svako od nas može biti na cesti. Nema socijalne pravde, rat je zbog profita, mi smo žrtve zavjere, korupcije i mita. Vole nas glupe i da nikog se ne pita, za naci vladu što organizira elita, al daju nam kredita dok bauljamo bez plana, vođeni frekvencijom reklama sa ekrana. A oni ne spavaju, oni zavade pa vladaju, plaćaju masakr sve dok glupe glave padaju. Lijekovima nadziru, u tijelo ubrizgavaju, mikročip pod kožu da nas bolje zajebavaju. Probudi se, jer ucijenjuju nas strahom, radijacijom i lošim zdravljem, zagađenim zrakom, plaše nas mrakom, razoren
crnim brakom. Djecu nam ubijaju žutim i bijelim prahom.
Probudi se!
Oni su optočeni zlatom. Politika i vjera u savezu sa NATO-om. Jadniji smo svakim burzovnim krahom, dok sa vrha piramide bombardiraju nas ratom.
Probudi se!
Jer ucijenjuju nas strahom, radijacijom i lošim zdravljem, zagađenim zrakom. Plaše nas mrakom, razorenim brakom. Djecu nam ubijaju žutim i bijelim prahom.
Probudi se!
Oni su optočeni zlatom. Politika i vjera u savezu sa NATO-om. Jadniji smo svakim burzovnim krahom, dok sa vrha piramide bombardiraju nas ratom.
Probudi se!
Pozivu ob Evropskem dnevu boja proti kapitalizmu se je pridružila tudi Federacija za anarhistično organiziranje. Očitno je, da revolucije ni mogoče sklicati ob 3 popoldne in pričakovati, da se bo zgodila. Ampak hkrati pa je očitno, da brez nadaljnega organiziranja in boja nekih pozitivnih premikov ne moremo pričakovati. 31. marec je tako zgolj simbolni datum. Anarhistična pobuda Ljubljana se je za 31. marec odločila nasloviti vprašanje delavskega samoorganiziranja in pa zatiranja le tega. V zadnjih mesecih so v javnost prišle številne informacije o brutalnem izkoriščanju delavcev in pa sankcijah, ki so sledile, ko so se uprli. Omenimo tako le primer Luke Koper, kjer je bil odpuščen vodja sindikata delavcev podizvajalcev. Potem so tu številne kršitve v varnostnih službah. Sintal je en tak vzorčen primer. No, ta petek ob 19. uri bo v infošopu na Metelkovi potekala delavnica izdelovanja materialov, kamor so vabljeni vsi, ki bi želeli sodelovati pri organizaciji in pa izpeljavi akcije. Sem še kaj pozabila, Kuki?
Morda lahko omenimo samo še to, da se bo ponovno zaštartala zadruga Urbana, samorganizirana urbana agrarna platforma. Sicer pa lahko ideje ali pa napovedi za Črno lukno pošljete na crnalukna@radioshtudent.si. Se vidimo naslednjič oziroma slišimo.
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?